and painless. I look, I feel great. You see, I tried waxing, I tried shaving, but given time, it always grew back. Stupid time. That's why Sona is great. The Sona concept removes your hair forever. And no matter how much time goes by, you're done. So, the time is now. Call 1-800-504-SONA or go to SonaDC.com. But don't waste time. Summer is here and you still have time to look your best at the beaches and the pools. And through June, buy one laser hair removal package, get a second one half price. The time has come to call 1-800-504-SONA. That's S-O-N-A. Sona, the one name to know in laser hair removal.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Look at the way they admire and adore him. That's it. If he can teach a class, he can teach a class. I mean, I can teach a class.
What is your area of expertise?
Well, I can tell the difference between butter and I can't believe it's not butter.
No, you can't, Mr. Simpson. No one can.
Oh, I failed again. Everybody can teach a class but me. I'm an idiot. What am I going to tell my wife and kids?
Oh, you're married?
That depends. Is there another way to get this job?
No, Mr. Simpson. What I mean is, we may have a job for you after all. We need someone to teach a course on how to build a successful marriage.
I'll do it. Anything to get me out of that house, away from all that nagging and noise of a family of love. Sha-la-la-la.
The Don and Mike Show.
Oh, my God. It's Don and Mike.
Oh, my God, I said. It's the best of Don and Mike. From 2 to 3 p.m. every weekday afternoon right here on 106.7 WJFK. I'm your host, Joe Ardinger. Hey, let's jump right back into it. Now, yesterday I played a segment called Highway Love Connection. And a lot of people find love that way. Some people don't. It's the best of Don and Mike on 106.7 WJFK.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Chris. You all sent me to the Redskins game last week from the Highway Love Connection.
Oh, right. Did you go with that guy that we hooked you up with?
You know, I sort of.
What do you mean?
Sort of.
What do you mean,
well,
sort of?
He didn't bother to call until Saturday morning, so I had no idea what I was supposed to be doing. And I called his house, and he had a girlfriend.
Oh, that sucks. And that really sucks. That's horrible.
Didn't we have you guys come down here separately to pick up your game tickets, though?
Yes, you did.
So even if that guy had, even if he had a girlfriend, that means you would still be sitting next to him at the game, right?
Right.
And is that how it worked? Did he go to the game?
Yeah, he said it was cool. He said his girlfriend understood, but I didn't understand.
Oh, you know what?
That sucks.
We apologize, Chris. That is not in the spirit of the Highway Love Connection for guys with girlfriends to call.
But I'm glad you did the thing. You made that decision where they come down separately, because I think that would, you know, otherwise it would have been no call at all, and he would have been sitting there with his girlfriend.
Yeah, right. Mm-hmm. And this lady wouldn't have been able to go to the game.
That sucks.
I had an incredible time.
Well, how was he as a, you know, as a seatmate?
As a seatmate, he's a nice guy. He sent me an email today telling me it was nice meeting me, but, you know, there was no connection.
Why does the guy just want to go? Did he say he just wanted to go to the game? Is that the reason?
He used you and me for a ticket to see the Redskins.
Oh, that's bad.
Mike, I hate being used like a toilet.
I know. I feel so used.
I'm so sorry.
Well,
but
Chris.
But I personally had a good time spilling my beer on people.
All right, well, as long as you had a good time, that's all right. And as long as that guy knows that we now know...
We know that he was trying.
You know what I mean?
Sure.
We know that he should know that we know, because you told us and you knew and now we know, so now he won't be able to do that again.
Right.
A pox.
Oh, no, no, no.
A pox on him.
Actually, everybody I met at the game was kind of had attachments. I was a little disappointed. There weren't very many single men at the Redskins game.
But, you know, that's really, when you play that game and when you take the time and you put the energy forward to participate in the Highway Love Connection and then to have the guy do that to you, I really feel for you and I'm real sorry that happened.
I spoke at great length with your assistants there, and they really do think I look an awful lot like Julia Roberts.
Oh, really?
Babe.
They were supposed to tell you that day, and I was ready to come down to see you guys that day to prove to you how much I look like her.
There wouldn't be an outside chance you'd have a...
Fortunately for me, no, I don't.
Okay.
Mm. Hey, well, let me ask, Chris, if you're cute, did this guy with a girlfriend try to get anything off you at the game?
No.
You know, did he try first base, second base, third base.
I do. When you said that, I picture this mental picture of the guy sitting there. You know, they score a touchdown. And he's like, hey! And he's waving his hands.
That's a perfect opportunity.
And he cops a feel. You know, he grabs her breast.
Well, you know, that is the perfect opportunity,
sure.
though.
No, I think he was too embarrassed because when I called him back and I got his answering machine and it was his name and then the other girl's name, I knew. So when I spoke to him, I knew he knew. But he didn't, there was no effort to even get me to the game. I had to take myself to the game. I had to take the Metro.
Touchdown, Redskins. All right. Tongue out.
I would tell you, there is this absolute beast that sits in front of us at the stadium. There's the people who sit in our section. For Frieda Bart and myself,
yes.
We have very nice people mm-hmm. all around us. And the people in front of us, they're really very nice. It's a mom, a dad, and a son
right.
who's in his mid-20s.
Uh-huh.
She, though, looks like Broomhilda.
Oh, God.
And whenever the Redskins score a touchdown, she turns around and it's gone from just giving me a high five
yes.
to where now she's kissing me on the cheek.
All right.
And it is gross, and I got her boozy, hot breath blowing in my face. And the first thing she said when I got up to the seats this week is that she turned around and she said, wow, did you see that Tennessee play? Wow! And, meanwhile, her old man...
A lot of tailgating for that woman.
Yeah, and her old man is just... He's already...
It is gone.
You know, he's already out of his mind drunk.
Obliterated.
Yeah, they're good people, but... just my luck.
I had the fortune of meeting the Monks Club.
I wish there was a hot girl sitting in front of me. You met who? Oh, the guys who wear the Monks uniforms?
They invited me back to their limo.
Oh, really? And did you go?
I did not. One met me, and then they all came running out to meet me.
They don't wear anything under those robes.
they'll come lifting up their robes.
Yeah, and they don't shower game day either.
All right, Chris, thank you for the update.
You're welcome. But thank you all for the fun. I just wanted to let you guys know I had a great time, and I'll come down anytime to see you guys.
Beautiful. Thank you.
Bye.
Thank you. Well, come on down on Friday.
Am I being the super cynic to think she was looking for something more there? I hope not.
No, yeah. I believe that...
She was just disappointed and she wanted to share it with us.
Yeah, I don't mm-hmm. think that she was purposely trolling for tickets for the Tampa Bay game.
I don't
game.
Think she was looking for tickets for the Tampa Bay game.
She just wanted a prize?
I think she might have wanted a date. I think she might have wanted us to hook her up with somebody.
Well, sure. If that's the case, she should just be direct and call back.
That's true. Absolutely. I just got the impression that maybe she would have liked us to hook her up with it. She was happy about the game, but I think she was more interested in finding love. Anybody that plays that game, at least the people that pull over to the side of the road, the women, I think, are looking for companionship.
That is a bummer that guy had a girlfriend. You know, that goes against the spirit of the Highway Love Connection. Yeah, if you've got an old lady at home or you got an old man at home, you shouldn't be playing our dating games.
Yeah, what kind of guy does that? I mean, you're really just going, hey, I really want to go to the game. I don't care who I sit next to.
Right.
I want to go to the game. Yeah, you don't mind, do you, honey? I really want to go to the game. I'm sure his girlfriend couldn't have been, like, doing cartwheels that he was doing that.
Hey, do we have that guy's phone number on file?
Hope we do.
You know we do.
Let me ask you, bro. I bet we have to have his number since we gave him the tickets.
We can talk to him.
I'd love to call the rat up. Do you have a phone number for that guy, Charlie?
I'll go get it.
Okay, thank you. Yeah, I knew you'd have it.
Sure. Yeah, Gadget loves that. You can tell. I mean, he's a little extra spring in his step for that one.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, I was interested in that girl that just called up about the tickets.
Mm. Oh, you mean you're interested in her?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's probably the Julia Roberts thing.
So I went to the Redskin game and didn't meet anybody.
Right, well, all right, hold on. If she calls back, we'll let you know.
All right.
Okay, good. Goodbye.
And what we didn't tell you is that's one of the Monks.
Hello.
Hey, this is Mike.
Don and Mike show. Hi there.
Hey, how you doing today?
We're doing great, thank you.
Hey, did you happen to see Showtime boxing match this weekend?
Ixnay.
Oh, wow. You missed it. Johnny Tapia, who's a lightweight boxer, he won the title.
Johnny Tapia.
Right. And Jim Gray happened to be doing the post-fight interviews. And the first thing he asked him if he would apologize to Pete Rose.
In the post-fight interview?
Yeah,
you mean
yeah.
the boxer said that to
yes.
him?
I got it on tape. You want to hear it?
Yeah, sure. Why not?
Yeah, ready
Absolutely.
To go.
Why not?
All right, here we go.
Poor Jim Gray.
He'll never be forgotten.
Let's hear more from Jim Gray. Jim, take it away.
All right, thank you very much. Johnny Tapia, congratulations to you. Johnny, after your loss, did you question that you might not have the fire? You were scared in the locker room before, and you had told us that a lot of great fighters can't come back after a loss. How concerned were you?
Well, first of all, I'd like to give a lot of thanks to Pat. Would you do me one big favor while we're there? Please. Would you say sorry, Pete Rose? Please.
You want to address the fight?
That is funny.
Wow.
That is... Now, that
That's
is funny.
Great. That is funny. A boxer after a fight. I mean, after a fight to have the presence of mind to do that, that is pretty cool.
Would
on
you
the
please
part.
Apologize to Pete Rose?
Please say sorry, Pete Rose.
Yeah. Hello, Don and Mike.
Hi, it's Chris. You told me to call back.
I knew it.
Uh-huh.
Chris, okay, hold on a second.
I was not pimping for tickets to Tampa Bay.
No, I know you weren't doing that.
I was pimping for a new prize.
I know you weren't looking for a prize, but would I be accurate in saying that maybe you wouldn't mind if we were able to hook you up with somebody else?
Well, you all would be more than welcome to help me find somebody. I had a very tough year.
So then are
That's
you...
That's good. I don't, there's nothing wrong with that either.
Does it matter to you who we hook you up with?
Well, it can't be Dennis Murphy.
Really? Sorry, Dennis. Sorry.
All right, she's got the sense. She's got the sense.
We could hold some interviews or something. I just want it.
Listen, I tell you what.
I'm open for anything except for
Dennis.
People that are not.
Yeah.
Hold on, Dennis. Chris, I tell you what. Chris. Hey, Chris.
Yes.
All right, if you want a date, what you're going to have to do is come down here so me and Mike can eyeball you.
I would love to.
Okay.
Thank you. I finally got my invitation.
All right, fair.
As soon as you come down here, any day this week, anytime you come down, let us get a good look at you so we can describe you. We would be glad to hook you up on a free day.
And before we call the guy, now did the guy fess up to you about the girlfriend thing? It's not like a roommate, right? Did he mention the girl that he had a girlfriend when he
no,
said?
No, he fessed up. He said she understood.
All right, hold on. Great. Let me try to get him on the line as long as Chris is here.
Very good.
His name is this guy. This is Nels, right?
Yes.
And Hey, Robbie.
Hey, he's a Van Patten.
Right. And also, like... Isn't Nels Olson on Little House on the Prairie?
Yeah, exactly.
Hold on a second. Here we go.
Nels Olson?
He runs the Mercantile.
Is it Nels Olson, any relation to Merlin Olson or what?
No.
Or is that his name on the show, his character name?
It's Nellie's father. Nellie was named for Nels.
Nellie. You know, the Mercantile.
Of course.
All right, let me see. Chris?
Yeah?
All right, well, you know what? If he's not there, you can leave him a mean message, I guess. Tell me the son of a bitch.
You want me to?
Sure. I mean, say whatever you want to. Far be it from me to put words in your mouth, but son of a bitch would be good.
Go ahead.
Hey, Nels. It's Chris from the Redskins game. I just wanted to let you know that I'm talking to Don and Mike about my disappointment about the fact that you were not single. You did not play the game right.
Hey.
Hey, we got the guy.
Hey.
There he is.
Hey, you son of a bitch.
That's a nasty, low-rent, lousy, low-down move.
You're on the air.
Really?
Yeah.
How you guys doing?
Hey, listen, you bastard. What are you doing? You got a girlfriend and you play the Highway Love Connection?
Yeah.
That's pretty low-down and dirty.
That ain't right, man.
You owe this woman a big-time apology.
Well, I apologize for that misconception there, but we had a good time.
No, there's no misconception.
You broke the rules.
You know the rules of the Highway Love Connection. It's for single people. It's for people that are not attached. It's the love connection. That's why we call it that.
You know what you have to do now? You have to just sit down and listen. Chris,
yeah?
Why don't you just go ahead? Both barrels. Just let this guy have it.
No, you son of a bitch.
No! That's good. Come on, work it up now.
I am so disappointed. I thought for sure I would have a match. I would have a ride to the game. You didn't call me till Saturday morning. I waited all day Friday to get my phone call. Didn't get my phone call on Friday. Got it Saturday morning. You weren't home. I had to drive myself to the game. No dinner. No nothing. I was a little disappointed, I have to say. I went home. Thankfully, the Redskins won, or else it would have been a total waste. But I was thoroughly disappointed in your behavior.
Nels?
Yes.
That's nice. That feels nice. Thank you, Nels.
Thanks, Nels, for taking the time to take our call.
Hey, thanks for the tickets, guys.
Okay. Now, listen, Chris.
Yes, sir?
You have the open invitation to come down anytime. Make it soon. We'll hook you up, okay? Thank you, Chris.
Bye.
All right, goodbye now. Goodbye.
It took a little tweaking, but she had it in her. You know, you heard she had a bad year.
Hello, Cindy.
Hi.
Hi there.
I'm the one who lost. The first one that was on, and I was in Northeast. You told me don't get out of the car.
Oh, I remember you.
But, you know, I didn't pull over for... I really wanted just the tickets. But when I hung up the phone when you told me I lost,
Yeah.
Four guys showed up immediately afterwards, like within 2 seconds, four guys showed up.
Oh, that's
and
too bad.
But the second one, I'd really like to get in touch with him because he was really cute.
All right, now let me just bring everybody up to speed. When we did the Highway Love Connection last week, this girl, Cindy, she was in an awful part of D.C.
She was in a bad neighborhood, and you know, she didn't get a lot of guys coming out at the very beginning.
Bad part of town. She couldn't get a guy to show up in 60 seconds, so we moved on to the next girl. But what she's saying is that guys did show up after the 60 seconds, including a guy that she'd be interested in seeing again.
And you didn't by any chance get his name, did you?
No, because I was just focused on the tickets and the fact I lost.
Well, why don't you
You know, on the way home, I'm thinking, you have that delay, the second, what is it, 7 second delay?
Right.
Or something? Well, so he's still on the radio hearing me still being on time. You see what I'm saying? Like, according to him, I still had 5 seconds to go.
I think you're overthinking it a little bit.
I'm stretching it, huh?
Yeah, I think so.
Do you know what the guy looked like, so maybe you could describe him?
Yeah, dark hair, and it was like pulled back in a little ponytail and a red cross.
Dark hair pulled back in a ponytail.
And he worked for the Red Cross?
No, we had a red car.
We had a red car.
Uh-huh. Right, he said he lived in the same city I did.
All right, Cindy, if he calls, we will give him your information.
Thank you. Can you give him my cell phone number?
Yes. Hold on, please. We need to get that from you, though.
Thank you.
All right, hold on, Cindy.
Okay.
All right, this is a little clearinghouse of love today.
Right, and Dennis, what do you want?
Oh, no, I just want to about the case last night. I want to ask something else.
Well, you were loaded, right?
Oh,
no, hold on. Let me bring everybody up to speed. When we heard the tape of Dennis Murphy in the Night of 100 Elvises, at the end of the tape, when he interviewed Charlie Stossel's brother, it was a drunk man interviewing a more drunk man.
I wasn't drunk, Don. I admit I had a couple beers, but I had a slow down, so I could drive home.
You were so drunk. I hope you didn't drive home, Dennis.
I waited an hour and a half to drive.
Dennis, how about that one part where you went, ah?
I know. Yeah. I do that a lot.
Hey, uh-huh. Dennis, come on. You've been at my home, and you got loaded at my home. I know what you're like when you get drunk.
Could I do you?
What?
Could I do you also?
Yeah, in the morning you did.
Did he do ah to you, Mike?
Yeah, in the morning you did, and I really almost had to call a hazardous waste team
all
to
right,
come in.
Goodbye, Dennis.
I just want to let you know, Gil did not have pleasant words for you. I have to edit the tape.
Who did not have pleasant words for
Gil,
us?
Gil, Stossel.
Why did he not have pleasant words for us?
He called you a blankhead, and also he does not like the way you are exploiting the Stossel family on the air.
Well, you know, you didn't edit, Dennis, but how could you possibly edit because you were...
I erased it. You remember when you heard the car?
What did he call us?
No, you want to get me off the air, Don?
Just tell me what S heads.
Was it S?
No.
Oh, I'm going to do that.
Thanks, Dennis.
For goodness sakes.
Thanks so much.
All right, well, thanks just for saying it.
Well, you want me to tell you?
I know I wanted you to tell me, but I didn't want you to tell me. You could just give me the initial, Dennis.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Oh, I'm sorry, Don.
That's all right.
No, but
it'll add a little drama for Friday's show when Charlie Stossel comes down. We'll ask him why his brother is so hostile.
Okay.
All right.
Could I be the judge on Friday?
No. Goodbye.
Oh.
Goodbye.
Okay. Mike?
Yes, Dennis?
Thank you.
Thank you, Dennis.
Gone?
What?
Have a pleasant night.
Goodbye.
Buzz?
Yes, Dennis.
As always, I love you.
I love you, Dennis.
Bye.
Hang up.
Hello?
Hang up. There he goes.
I always forget that every now and then. It's like every 6 months or so, Dennis is like a super rat, too. He really is. You know,
he's
a super. You got to be careful. Even when he's loaded, you got to be careful what you say to Dennis.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
The Ron and Fez Show.
I'll bash your head in with a brick.
Don't do that.
I want to be the kind of friend who's there for you.
Ron and Fez at 11 a.m. and 7 p.m.
Oh, God, I am in hell.
On 106.7 WJFK.
Now, open the brand new state-of-the-art showroom at Landmark Honda. The reaction so far? Unbelievable. And not just the showroom. Landmark Honda is celebrating the grand opening with unbelievable prices. In fact, Honda Motors won't even allow them to advertise how low they are now. But Once you see Landmark Honda's unbelievable inventory of over 1,000 new Hondas, you'll drive home with no money down. Super low rate financing on your good credit at an unbelievable price on your new Civic, Accord, CRV, Odyssey minivan, or S2000 convertible. Unbelievable prices on the newest Landmark Hondas, too, including the Pilot, Hybrid, and Element. Unbelievable? Believe it when you drive a little and save a lot at Landmark Honda. 5125 Duke Street in Alexandria. Or call 703-823-8000.
Hurry, Landmark Honda's unbelievable grand opening prices end this Sunday. Visit LandmarkHonda.com.
Our love for you is overflowing. Our hearts begin to boil. So how can we contain it? We wrap it up in foil. A burrito full of love. You can eat it all day long. But please don't eat the foil. That's why we made this song. Chipotle's love is overflowing. Forever we'll be loyal. But the one way to contain it is wrap it up in foil. We wrap our love in foil.
Wrap it all up at Chipotle.com.
Looking to save thousands on your next new car or van? You gotta think big, as in Arlington Mazda Big. Big rebates, big price reductions, big finance savings, big selection. How big? Arlington Mazda has one of the biggest inventories on the East Coast, including a super big selection of those hard-to-find Mazda 3s. And savings? Big rebates up to $2,500. Then Arlington Mazda more than matches it with price reductions.